Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulldog.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 Maniacs. That's right. Time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. And we are kicking things off on a Tuesday, day after Memorial Day. Hopefully everybody is still here with us. Had a great 3-day weekend. I know that we sure did. I know that we've got some fans that are tuned in online, having some issues logging in. Got to tell you, I do apologize for that. We are having some issues. Once again, it wouldn't be a Making 8 Radio Show if we did not have issues. But, hey, we are here, and we're having a good time. I got to thank some of our regulars for jumping on board here with us again. Looks like we got our European bull riders in the house, and got to tell you, went over and checked out their website yesterday, really impressive, and like what they have going on. Hopefully they'll get some good events posted up out there, and we can kind of follow along with them. So like I said, once again, obviously it still sounds like we are having some issues here, and hopefully the fans will get things on board, and we can get things rolling. But happy to be here on a Tuesday afternoon. Got to tell you, though, we've got some topics to talk about. You know, we did our first show back yesterday, and I was so excited. But as it turns out, it wouldn't be a show, I guess, if we didn't have drama. And so, lo and behold, if you wouldn't know it, you know, I started getting some messages yesterday about some fans who may have been upset about a comment that I made. Well, it didn't come across that way. I went back and listened to the replay just to see if there was any kind of inappropriate things that I may have said that may have offended anybody out there, and I honestly didn't see anything. You know, the topic of discussion yesterday was about what was going on with, you know, since Making 8 had been off the air. Well, we were talking about some spectacular things, Ocho Cinco riding in the PBR, you know, getting his opportunity, going 1.4 on, Deja Blue, you know. He had a ranked bull up underneath him and found out what it was like to ride bulls. And, you know, it ended up coming down to one of the other things that kind of stemmed from that event was some issues between our good friend Cowboy Dave and the PBR. Now, Cowboy Dave has done so much, and I actually talked with him yesterday, asked him if it would be all right to talk about the situation here on our show, which he told me would be fine. And, you know, all I was doing yesterday was sending out a warning, you know, to the fans, to the ones that are so involved with the PBR, that you tag your name on your social networking, when you post comments on the PBR website, that type of thing, that you use PBR as your part of your login name. We've got many of us that do that out there. And my only thing was this, is that if you are going to do that, be aware of what you say, because it could come back on you. Now, I am all for freedom of speech. I'm all for voicing your opinions. That's why we have the Making 8 Lunch Hour shows. We want you guys to voice your opinions. But we have to be somewhat politically correct when we assume the responsibility by posting a name out there, tag PBR. Same way, we would do the same thing if somebody was out there posting Making 8 Fan, Making 8 1, whatever the case may be. Make an Eight Girl, Make an Eight Maniac. We haven't had that yet. We're still working, I guess, to get to that level. But the case may, you know, the case is that if you are going to do something that is inappropriate or speak negative things against Make an Eight while carrying that name, yeah, we're going to send you a notice and say, hey, can we cool it down on that? Or we're going to ask you to remove the name just out of sheer politeness. You know, that's just courtesy. You can't, you know, you're speaking a double negative by promoting the PBR for whatever the case may be. Now, in Cowboy Dave's situation, I strongly agree with what Cowboy Dave's beliefs are. Do I necessarily agree with his beliefs directly? No. But I do understand and respect where he was coming from in voicing his opinion. Cowboy Dave was trying to be politically correct by posting it through his personal Facebook page. However, as most of you know, Cowboy Dave and PBR Get Tough are one and the same. Over the course of the years, we all know Cowboy Dave to be PBR Get Tough. The PBR knows Cowboy Dave to be PBR Get Tough. And so when those two merge and the links are joined, everybody knows that they're one and the same. So, you know, it makes it very difficult. And the PBR was put in a situation where they made a decision. Do I agree with their decision? Absolutely not. And I think that they've lost a vital key role in promoting their sport by what Cowboy Dave does. So, you know, it's one of those things that we have got to take a look at. That's all I was doing, was trying to warn the fans out there that use the PBR name, is to be cautious about what you put out there, because it could come back. And the PBR catches wind, and it could absolutely come back to impact you. We don't want that to happen. I think that hopefully Cowboy Dave and the PBR can resolve the issues, and we can have more Cowboy Dave PBR Get Tough videos. Absolutely love them. We promote them on our website. I think that they're spectacular. His last one was top-notch, and I think that the PBR should be utilizing that, promoting that, showing what Dave does for the fans and what the PBR acknowledges for the fans. That's just my opinion, you know, but that's what this show is about opinions, and I can totally respect that. I'm not trying to turn anybody away from and saying you can't voice your opinion. I'm just saying that we have to do it in a politically correct manner if we're going to use and carry a title of, you know, the PBR. You can't go against something that the PBR is doing, whether you agree with them or not, and carry the name PBR. It, you know, something's got to give, and we can't have our cake and eat it too, I guess, you know. But I apologize to the fans that may have taken offense to what I said yesterday. I wasn't bad-mouthing anybody, and that was what had come back, you know. And Dave went back and listened to the show, didn't find what I was saying to be necessarily offensive. Now, he did say that he doesn't necessarily agree with my point of view on that. We can agree to disagree. That's what this, you know, that's what the world is made of. But, you know, I want you guys to understand that it wasn't the situation. You know, our first day back after being gone for darn near a month, and we got drama already. And I'm not about that. You know, I don't want to lose fans. Apparently, I did, you know, end up ticking some people off where they've actually taken me off of their Twitter and taken me off of their Facebook. And I'm sorry for that, you know. It's disappointing. But the fact of the matter is, I didn't do anything other than try to warn you, you know. And so when it does come back, you know, I know that there's been two particular people that have carried that name that have had the PBR come back on them. And they have had repercussions for some of the things that they've posted out there. So it's just one of those things that we have to be cautious about, you know. And I was just trying to simply state to you, the fans, that if we're going to carry and promote the PBR in our name, in our social networking, in our media, that we broadcast ourselves out there as PBR representatives, because whether you're a fan that is putting your name with the PBRs, you're still representing the PBR. And, you know, whether you're getting paid from them or not, you're still representing the PBR. And you should. proudly, you know. We don't have to always agree with what they're doing, but the simple fact is we have to be politically correct when we respond if we're going to use their brand. You know, it's disappointing, and like I said, I hope that some of the fans see what it is that we were trying to do there and not, you know, we weren't trying to badmouth anybody. We weren't trying to, you know, talk bad about anybody. We're just simply trying to warn you guys, you know, we just want you guys to be aware of the fact that, hey, the PBR is out watching you, you know. If you're going to speak negative things about them or disagree with some of the things that they're doing, we've got to be cautious in how we approach it, you know, and what our responses are going to be out there. That's all I was saying. So take it for what it is. You know, we got a lot of bull riding. We've got a lot of rodeo to talk about right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. 646-915-9940. If you guys want to call in, voice your opinions. Let's sit back and talk a little bit about the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show and what's going on. We're making eight when we come back. Now, I will tell you that we are going to take a short break, and this break is brought to you by none other than our lovely Miss Cougar, Kat Johnson. So you guys stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making Eight. Let's buck.
Time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingA.com. That's right. Kicking things off on a Tuesday afternoon for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, you know, I guess it kind of led to a really great topic of discussion here. You know, we were talking about these trademarks and things like that. And during our break, we've got a lot of fans here in our chat room sitting back kind of discussing the issue that the PBR has. And, you know, they really do. They absolutely have the right to let anybody use their brand, the PBR. And, you know, it does come down to a legal issue that they do have to justify that, you know, if you're going to go out there and discuss things against the PBR, sure, we could use those initials for anything, you know. We could, you know, use it for any number of different things. And just coming off the top of my head, you know, I mean, I could use some definitely inappropriate things for those three initials, PBR. However, I do know that if I am in a rodeo setting, that if I am promoting bull riding or discussing anything to do with the topic, that PBR name has got to be kept out of it. And there can be legal actions out there. Now, I will tell you that what we have done with the PBR, we have been given express consent to be able to do so. And I know that Cowboy Dave also has. It absolutely is a case where, you know, we just have to be mindful. We have to be cautious if we're using that brand, you know. And I think that every one of you that are using the PBR name are PBR fans. You look at so many of our fans that are out there. We've got some of them here in the chat room. We've got some of them listening on the phone lines that use the PBR brand. And that's fine. It is all good. Just understand that if you post something that they deem to be that they feel is inappropriate or not to their liking, that they have the right to ask you to remove that brand. And, you know, knowing what you guys do for the sport, they would be foolish not to continue allowing you to post that out there, you know, unless it came down to something that they felt was inappropriate. This decision on their behalf. The situation with Cowboy Dave was something that they sat down, they looked at, they said that we did not feel that to be appropriate. I, on the other hand, did not foresee it. I know where his intentions were, but I also know that Cowboy Dave was making a stand on a personal opinion. And most of us have known Cowboy Dave. When we first got to know Cowboy Dave, I myself was the same way. I thought Cowboy Dave, PBR Get Tough, was somebody who was working directly for the PBR under a paying type deal. And up until just recently, guys that were under the paying deal, like Keith Ryan Cartwright, did not use the name PBR, you know. Now we see that he is. And I think that is what they are trying to establish. But yes, absolutely. I agree with you. You know, it's something that we do have to be aware of, and I do think that the PBR is losing a huge, huge promoter for what they've done. You know, you take a look back at these Cowboy Day videos and these PBR Get Tough videos, and I just, you know, I find them to be so motivating, so inspiring, you know, with the clips and the things that he has put together. He has really worked hard and busted his tail to help you, the fans, be closer and more involved with the sport, offering up things out of his own pocket. You know, Jeffrey Scott belt buckles, all kinds of contests. He's even helped us out right here, you know. Granted, the PBR did not step in and say, you know, that they were supporting it. However, you know, they sit back and they look at the positive that they gain from that, and they're fully aware of it, you know. I hate to make it an entire show topic, but, you know, I do want to get into talking about some bull riding and some rodeos and what's been happening out there, you know, with Making Eight. But, you know, like I said, if you were listening to our show yesterday and you felt like I was offending somebody out there, I apologize. You know, I truly do. I don't want to lose fans over that, especially on my first daggone day back. But, I want you guys to be aware that, you know, yeah, the PBR is cracking down. So, I'm seeing some of our comments coming in. By the way, I do know that we did not get to see Miss Donna Davis in our on our phone lines or in our chat room yesterday, but she was there, or she is here today. So I want to send a big old shout-out to her. She just posted a good comment in there about how Cowboy Dave, there is nobody that does post edit videos and put them together that are so inspiring for the PBR other than Cowboy Dave. I agree with that 100%. We've actually got some callers on the line right now. If you guys want to jump on board, give us a call. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. We're going to take one right now. 513, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, guess who?
Well, this would have to be Miss Shannon Taylor.
Yes, it would be.
How's your vacation?
Oh, my vacation's going pretty good. We're actually headed home, but I went in and listened to the archives of yesterday's show and was listening to today's show, and I kind of had to jump in here a little bit.
Please do.
Everybody knows I do use the Twitter name PBR Cowgirl, and
right.
My Facebook page does not use the PBR name on it. It is, just like Dave, my personal page.
Right.
And, people probably saw I was a little disturbed by the Ocho Cinco link up, and I have a unique perspective about him because I live 12 miles from where he plays. I deal with his egotistical publicity stunts on a daily basis coming through our news feed. And,
do they have the Ocho Cinco newsletter out there in your area?
No, it would be a loser. It's ridiculous. He's all about the publicity. And, my issue with, and I posted a message directly to PBR on their Facebook page.
Right.
And sent a message to Sean directly.
Uh-huh.
And let them know that, this is a family sport. And
right.
We have many, many more athletes. And Ocho Cinco was talking smack about PBR. I get it. They have to stand up and, clear up the let's talk smack about bull riders or, just a bunch of big babies. Anybody can do it for 8 seconds. I get that. Let's clear that up. But there are much more reputable and respectable representatives of the NFL or any other top athletic sport, some of which are part owners and bulls in the PBR, who would be a much more family-oriented and family-friendly representative. Not, my issue was Ocho Cinco, not an hour after they posted the big message about he's going to ride a bull, go out, follow him, do this, do that, guess what, big promotion coming up. Not just an hour after that, he's posting messages on Twitter after PBR has promoted everyone to follow him about the size of his manhood and how it enlarges when he drinks Red Bull. Are you freaking
right.
kidding me? These
yeah.
are, kids, children, grandchildren, everyone else who is looking to the PBR as someone that represents quality family values. And that was just a load of crap. And then the next day, he's posting pictures where the only part covering his naked body was a football. And it was a very low-placed football, posting them on Twitter.
Yep.
And this is after PBR sends out numerous messages to follow this man because, hey, we're linking him with the PBR. Are you kidding me? That was not the brightest family-oriented move. I understand the publicity, and they're going to do what they can for publicity to try and expand the sport, but they're expanding it in the wrong direction if they want to stay family-friendly. If our writers ever pulled any of that crap, they would be fined, banned, one threw a helmet and had to go to how many counseling sessions?
Right.
Opinions, everybody has one. And, Yeah, I did not put that out there using the PBR Cowgirl name as a detriment to the PBR. I did not badmouth them. I gave them my opinion that I did not think this was a family-friendly, wise move. And I got a response from Sean. And granted, they did delete my post off of their Team BBR page, but I also got a response, you know, that, you know, okay, we get it. And, you know, maybe it wasn't a popular opinion, maybe it was, maybe they were regretting it and it was too late to go back. They're, you know, nobody's ever going to know. But, you know, I do not ever, ever badmouth the PBR, and I promote them, you know, like there's no tomorrow. I have converted some Team Bazillion fans, and you guys know how much I tweet from the events to give them the extra coverage and support.
Yeah, your tweets have taken over when you go to those events. More people follow you than they do the LEC because they had issues. You know, New York City, we didn't have LEC. You were there. You were the center point. And I know that, you know, the fans relied upon you on your Twitter, your Twitter posts. And, Shannon, I agree with you 100%, okay? And I definitely understand where you're coming from. What my concern was is the fact that, you know, and this was the issue, and this is why I made that comment yesterday, was the fact that David also a lot of times linked his Facebook with his Twitter. And so they, you know, when you post something on one, it goes to the other. And over the course of the time that we have known David as PBR Get Tough, that we have put both of them hand in hand together. Now, most people may not know Shannon Taylor as PBR Cowgirl out there in the social community on Twitter. If you go to Twitter right now and say, yeah, I mean, other than it being posted there, the obvious ways, you know what I'm saying? But over the time, and because of what David Dix has done, and I send caution out to anybody that's using the PBR brand, and that would include you, Lise, you know, anybody that is out there that is using that if something is said inappropriately where the PBR doesn't like it, they have that right. And
I want to clarify there that it's not said inappropriately. It is an opinion, which if they don't get our feedback, they're not going to know how the fans are feeling about it. There was no inappropriate comment. It was an opinion that they deemed not – yeah, they didn't want everybody else to have the same opinion, so they removed it because they didn't want everybody thinking along the same thoughts. It was not an inappropriate comment at all. It
but
was a completely justifiable comment that this person that they are promoting as someone to represent them, even for a short period of time, was being vulgar, crude, and nasty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, Shannon, the thing of it is this, is that if you're sitting at that table as part of the PBR board, and you see a comment come across that's negative, wouldn't that deem to be inappropriate while it has the PBR name on it?
I don't think it's inappropriate even.
From a business standpoint, I have to tell you that I disagree with
that. If they're a paid employee, I can see a difference there because I work at the IRS. I don't badmouth the IRS. I am a paid employee. Oh, Jesus, hold on.
Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah, we're flying this dumbass minivan in front of us, just slammed on their brakes to try and turn across a completely tore-apart construction road that is not a freaking road.
Wow.
Sorry. Didn't mean to do that live on the air. I was trying to keep the dogs from hitting the dashboard.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. The husband's driving, not me. I am not talking and driving. Just somebody decided they wanted to go to the other side of the interstate where there is no road.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
If you are a paid employee of the PBR, just like I'm a paid employee of the IRS, I don't agree with, you know, some of the changes they make within, you know, my department of the IRS. But as someone who, you know, contributes, supports, and, you know, I won't say promotes because, you know, it is the IRS. You know, I will give my feedback. And, yes, I put my name on it as someone who is there. You know, someone, you know, it just like if I was a PBR employee, if I was a paid PBR employee, I would present it to them directly. However, not being paid PBR employees, as fans that they look for feedback for us through the social media networks, you know, it's going to be there. That's where we're putting it. you know.
But
I couldn't reply directly to Sean until he sent something to me, and he did the same thing to another person, and we could not respond directly to him because he did not follow us. We only followed him. So he changed
right.
that around and followed us in return so that we could reply privately
right.
and express our opinions. And
yeah.
I was happy to see that he actually did accept those opinions, and I honestly firmly believe that, you know, while they did get a lot of publicity out of it, they're feeling the burn on exactly what they did as well.
Sure.
You know, I
sure.
listened to the Cowboys say that Coach Ocinco was completely respectful and they had a new respect for him because of what he did, you know, that he did it, he showed up, he got on it. Yeah, he did it because he's going to save face at all costs. Like I said, I deal with, you know, his publicity crap on a regular basis. And
I really he was going to cry in that bucking shoot. He looked so scared.
I thought he was going to crap himself. And,
yeah.
you know, by rights, he should have. But,
yeah.
you know, it was a publicity stunt. Just like every yeah. other thing he's pulled off while he's in the lockout and
sure.
is Dancing with the Stars and, you know, he's on his, yeah, changing his name just because,
oh,
you know, he yeah, that. And now he's wanting to change it back because he's lost the big publicity push off the Ocho Cinco thing. He's going to change it back to
yeah.
Chad Johnson. And, you know, yeah, and he's had engagements to 3 different women since October of last year. And,
wow.
you know, this is not, you know, someone that
no.
the PBR would want to associate as a highly respected person. Our Cowboys
I
are
agree.
Highly respected. They should keep that in mind when it comes to the family. Promotion, okay. Yeah, no such thing as that publicity, my foot.
I
totally
I
lost
agree.
Some respect for them on this. But I will continue to support the PBR and our Cowboys.
But here's my response, going back to what you had just said about whether you're a paid employee or not. Here's my response to that. Shannon, if somebody out there, you've got a young 13-year-old kid, you've got a young 17-year-old kid who's inspired by bull riding, inspired by these bull riders, and they see a name come across there of PBR Cowgirl or PBR Get Tough, and they see a negative comment about that, they don't know the difference between who's paid and who's not. Do you understand?
My comments were not negative about the PBR. They were negative about their particular choice of endorsement of this
right.
very disrespectful person.
But it was the same concept with the last Cowboy Standing, where fans were irate and leaving bad remarks about the negative things that they're trying to do in a positive light. Now, they took a guy like Chad Ochocinco. Yes, I can certainly agree with the things that you've just stated that Chad had done, you know, and you cannot endorse that type of activity. You cannot promote that kind of activity. And the PBR certainly is not, you know, they would lose over half their fan base if they went out and actually retweeted some of those things that he had posted out there. But I will tell you this, that Chad did do a positive thing for the PBR in bringing new light to some new fans that may not be. You take a look at how many, just, and I'm not going to try to get too political in this, but take a look at how many black bull riders you see out there, or how many Native American bull riders you see out there, or Chinese bull riders you see out there. You know, you don't see them. Now, what this was, it was absolutely a publicity stunt, but it was also something to encourage more people to give it a shot. Now, I think after watching Chad Ochocinco that more of them probably were turned off by it because they see the fear in this guy's eyes, you know, and this guy claims to be as big and bad as he is, you know.
But I think for the amount of people that they gained watching it that were not the type of people that would normally be watching, affiliated, associated, or even interested in professional bull riding, they lost the respect of way more people that like them and love them on a daily basis.
But if they're having a hard enough time getting people to fill those seats,
they're having a hard time because the prices are outrageous.
Yeah, well, and it's not going to get any better, I can assure you, you know. Now, I will tell you, Tampa down here, you could still buy tickets for $10 to go see a PBR event. I mean, tickets started at $10 to go see an event, you know.
Yeah, from what you, and that's the part of the problem there is people who are buying the $10 seats are people with 3 and 4 kids who can't afford to buy more expensive seats to take their whole family, but they don't want to buy the $10 seats and sit up in the complete upper rafter nosebleed section because their 4-year-old kid can't see anything.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
You know, like I said, it's a, you know.
It's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we want the bull riders to get paid more money. We want, I mean, they certainly deserve it, you know.
Yes, I agree. They do. I mean, I love the fact that our sport is one where, you know, they don't get paid unless they do their job compared to Ocho Cinco with, you know, a sprained pinky is getting paid $1 million to sit on the sideline.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, our Cowboys do their job or they don't get a paycheck. And
yep.
Even if they do their job, there's no guarantee they're getting a paycheck, depending on who did it better.
Right,
you know?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know,
but
I had to call in and clarify that, you know,
no,
while I do use the PBR cowgirl, I never badmouth the PBR. I will not do that.
And
you know, I use what means I have available to actually express to them, hey, I'm somebody who's been following this sport and volunteering and working, not even getting paid, never gotten paid by the PBR, but I have worked so many events, including the finals where I give up every day to go work the fan sections at the finals, you know,
sure.
With no, barely even a thanks, although it was much better when we had, you know, the older guys there. They would give us passes to go to, you know, the pre-party or at least something so we could get something to eat after we've been working all day, where they won't even consider doing that for you anymore. You know,
yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. That's why they can't get the volunteers to work them anymore. And,
yeah.
You know, and I have shamelessly promoted the PBR and converted umpteen million people, you know, just
right.
To be a little sarcastic, that, you know, people who would never even consider bull riding now travel all over the country with me to go.
Absolutely. And Shannon, we know that you have, as well as Cowboy Dave, as well as
absolutely.
Many other...
Absolutely. Cowboy Dave is an amazing person.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. My only thing is this. They have the right to tell anybody that they wish not to use their name. And I think that it's unfortunate in the situation between Cowboy Dave and the PBR, but... I'm not in a position to make that call, you know. If I was, I can assure you that it would not have been that way. So, you know, but
I agree. I think they're actually, you know, shooting themselves in the foot and screwing themselves into the ground by doing what they've done to him.
I definitely agree with you, Shannon. I just want the ones that are using, you know, the PBR name to just understand that they have that right to tell anybody whether to use their name or not, you know. According to the, you know, to them, they have to make those business decisions. And if you are not a paid employee for the PBR, then you absolutely have that right to say anything that you want on there. Just understand that they're going to try to come after you if you're speaking in a negative light and something that they don't agree with, you know. But that's their prerogative, and that's their choice. Is it a bad choice? Is it the right choice? It's not for me to decide that. I think that the fans will certainly let them know about it, and hopefully they have.
Well, I believe they probably have.
Yeah.
And they've gotten a lot of messages about, you know, the actions that have, you know,
yeah.
Taking place lately with Cowboy Dave and everything else, and you know, I think it's just a sad commentary on exactly how they're taking the direction of management. Yeah,
I can agree with you. I can agree with you. Well, listen, make sure to have yourself a great week. Now, did I see something in there posted? Is there a birthday coming up or something for you?
Not till August. We're not talking about it.
Oh, we're not talking about it.
Nope. We hit a big number this year. We're not talking about it.
It's only going to be 38, right?
Yeah, a couple times.
Well, Shannon, listen, make sure to enjoy your week and have yourself a great week off. Thanks for taking the time out to call, and it's good to have you guys back.
All right, well, I'll give a shout out to everybody that's in the chat, and you know, I'm waving, same as I always do. So.
Right on.
All right, well,
right on.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Okay, Shannon, take care. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, this is certainly taking up a better portion of the show. And, you know, I'm glad that you guys are actually taking part of it. You know, that's why we wanted to do this. You know, that's why we've continued our show, to allow you guys that opportunity to voice your opinions. Like I said, I just, you know, that was my intent yesterday. I didn't want people to get the wrong impression about what we were saying out there. I just wanted you guys, you know, to understand that hey, this is, you know, it is their prerogative. It is their choice because it's the PBR. And we can go out there in any way that we want to and say anything that we want to when we're under our personal names. We have those choices. But if we're going to brand PBR next to our name, that they also have a choice. You know, anyways, I just my opinion on those things as well. You know, I hope that you guys, you know, can understand that, you know, I'm trying to be partial to both. I understand where you fans are coming from. I understand where Cowboy Dave is coming from. He is a tremendous asset to the PBR for what he has done for the fans. It's just one of those things that they made a decision. Whether it was right or wrong, you know, is not for me to decide. But I'm glad that the fans have taken the side of Cowboy Dave. And I believe strongly that Cowboy Dave feels that he was right in making a comment. He felt like he was making the best choice when he posted that comment on his personal Facebook page. And, you know, you just got to understand that over the course of the years that Cowboy Dave has been known as PBR Get Tough. And when the two are linked together, whether it be on one page that gets brought over to Twitter or whatever the case may be, it creates issues. So I hope that you guys will understand that. I, you know, like I said, I wasn't meaning to talk so much about it but for so long, but you know, it's a true impact to the sport, and that's what, you know, I was talking to Cowboy Dave. I'm like, you know, we were posting things like the Chad Ochocinco incident, the tornadoes that have blown through, you know, everywhere from Texas, Oklahoma, all the way up to, Minnesota, where, you know, we've got, when I heard word of that, I got real concerned, you know, but we've got so many fans in Ohio and places like that, you know, that, you know, it's just one of those deals that we, you know, we have to be cautious. So, anyways, I'm getting sidetracked here because I'm getting messages and angles here. I'm going to have to go back and check out some more of them. You know, one thing that I will absolutely agree with you guys on, and I believe that the PBR will even agree with us, is that Cowboy Dave has done a tremendous job in promoting the positive things within the PBR by highlighting these videos. I think his last one for the fans was spectacular. I even talked to him yesterday, and he was like, you know what, I really didn't even care for it at first. And I'm like, you know, you got to be crazy. That's got to be one of the coolest videos I've seen, you know. But, yeah, you know, I think we're going to see some changes, you know. The PBR is looking to make their changes. I think the other associations are making changes right now. This is a transition period for rodeo and for bull riding. And, you know, we have to sit tight. We have to be flexible. You know, we saw some things at the beginning of the year that have since changed, you know. I mean, I have a huge question as to why the PBR threw an event middle of the season, coming out with it just a month ago, you know, about an event in Oklahoma, you know, that would happen to be on the same weekend that Cheyenne Frontier Days is going on, you know. Something to ponder. But, yeah, just, you know, there's a lot of things changing out there. We just have to be flexible enough. We do have to be politically correct. We love the sport of bull riding. We love the sport of rodeo. And that's what we here at Making Eight are going to continue to keep promoting. That's why we want to use Cowboy Dave to be able to post up some more videos. I don't want him to go away. I think that what he does is spectacular. I wish I could do what he does. You know, I think Making Eight would be off the charts. But because we can't, we want to be able to promote the ones who can't, like Cowboy Dave. We're going to continue to do that. So, anyways, we got to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on our Tuesday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com. Also want to remind you guys, if you guys get a chance, get over to MakingEight.com and check out some of the new features that are coming in every day. We're going to start adding some things up. I want to let you know that we are going to be posting up we're going to be posting up the European Bull Riders website. We'll have that linked up here this afternoon, so make sure to get over and check that out. Also, check out Rodeo Crowds. You can find them under the Making 8 directory. Just go on over there, click on the Making 8 directory, and go find it. We're going to play you a Cowboy Dave song. He actually helped co-write this song right here. This is the passion that Cowboy Dave has, and we certainly appreciate it. So here you go, fans, on a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show Tuesday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't understand the thrill of riding thunder, holding lightning in my hand. I look for rodeo nights, stage second highs, hot little cowgirls with them jeans real tight, music sounding loud, walking out.
Gizmo McCracken with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. You need to get that thing turned on, and you know, you don't need that kind of aggravation, man. Keep this thing up.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right, kicking things off on a Tuesday afternoon. And I got to tell you guys, like I said, you know, well, it is what it is. And we can't go back and change some of the things that have happened. Like I said, we're just glad that we're still able to be here and have a good time with you, the fans. So, you know me with my multitasking and my, getting sidetracked, and we certainly did here today. But, hey, you know what? I'm glad that you guys are so involved with what's been happening out here. And we've had some great comments, and I'm sorry that we haven't gotten to them all there in the chat room. The bottom line is this. We're still here. We're going to continue to support the rodeo, the bull ridings, and the athletes that are taking part of it, and we want to show our appreciation to the fans that are supporting it all, and that is you guys. So that's why we're here. And like I said, I hope that we don't lose more fans over the whole situation. I really don't. We just wanted to express our concerns to you, the fans. We don't want anybody getting, bad blood. We don't want any of you guys getting frustrated and losing your respect for the PBR. We want to help, So that's why we're here. Anyways, we've actually got some good cowboy logic for you today. Obviously, we've got we're kind of one short at least here on our lunch hour show here on Tuesday. That's Miss Melanie, who is in school but said that she would be listening to the archives. So we're going to catch up. But she did jump on here this morning and leave us some cowboy logic. So we're going to throw some at you here for the day. And hopefully you guys will be able to tune in here the rest of the week as we sit back. And, I got to tell you guys, we're actually gearing up and getting ready to move. We got Mrs. Making Eight over here, been packing boxes. We've been loading things up. We're getting ready to head to Louisiana. We're going to be staying there at least probably through the month of July. Making Eight is still going to be continuing to do our lunch hour rodeo shows. If things go well, if we can get some sponsors on board, if we can get some fans out here to help support us and we can get these numbers that we need, then we will be able to get back out and launch out for these rodeos that we're going to be out at. I do know that we have two on the schedule, Nacogdoches, Texas, New Brunsfeld, Texas. And so hopefully we'll be able to get out and see more of the Making Eight Maniacs as well. It's going to be a great time. I'm missing it, I'll be honest with you, I really am. I'm ready to get back at it. And we definitely want you guys to be a part of it. Come out and hang out with us at these rodeos, at these bull rides where we're getting out to do some broadcasting. So, anyways, I'm glad that you guys are able to jump on board here for the show today. Our cowboy logic is this, and this is courtesy of Miss Melanie, back out in school right now. I know she'll be listening to the archives, so I want to send a big old shout-out to you, and thank you for our cowboy logic. So here it is. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. So, just something to consider, when we're out there. Let's have some fun. Let's think about that. Our attitudes, are something little that make a big difference. So there's your cowboy logic for the day. Courtesy of Miss Melanie, thank you once again for that. Got to thank all the fans for jumping on board here with us. It's been a great show, We did sit back. We had a very interesting topic of discussion. And it still sends back to the Ocho Cinco thing. A lot of fans cannot agree with what took place there. Other fans can't. I can tell you that I'm going to be impartial because I'm going to try to remain politically correct. I'm going to stay in between. I do 100% respect where Shannon, where Dave, where so many of you guys are coming from, but also understand why the PBR is making those decisions. They're hard decisions to make. And I believe in the case where, the incident between Cowboy Dave and the PBR, I think is going to end up, I wouldn't say hurting the PBR as much as, that really is what it comes down to. I think it could hurt the PBR. You think a company that big, can pick up and just move on, and that's true, but you're forgetting the small things, and it's going to end up getting worse from there. I mean, it's really only the beginning of a downhill slide unless they recognize that the fans are out there working for them for no cost because they're passionate about what they believe in. And I 100% respect everybody out there for speaking your mind, for voicing your opinions. And that's, like I said, we've got an open show right here for you. And if you ever want to feel like there's something that you want to get off your chest, if you don't agree with something we're doing, hey, this isn't an arguing match. I want to sit back and hear your opinions. You know, we'll work at trying to make things better. But the bottom line is this, you know, we also have our opinions. And we want to remain impartial. We've just got to look at things from a business standpoint as well as from the fan standpoint. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. I think it was a little bit more informative. We didn't talk as much about the rodeos and the bull ridings as we wanted to, but that's all right. We still got tomorrow. And shoot, who knows? We may have a guest or two lined up. Just have to wait and see. Make sure to stay tuned to Facebook and Twitter. As we'll let you guys know, if we do have somebody confirmed, we'll try to give you a little bit of a heads up. I don't want to let it on too early, but we're glad you guys are out there continuing to spread the word for Making Eight. Do appreciate it, and want to make sure that everybody has a great Tuesday. You know, it is kind of our Monday as we all head back to work, but hey, let's make sure to have a good one and enjoy the rest of the day. Until tomorrow, radio fans, when we're back here 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, make sure to get a grip with Making8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.